This is Free Talk Live. We're launching here in hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we continue here, your phone calls are the primary element. Otherwise, we talk about things interesting to us. And coming up, we've got an Amish update for you. Well, actually, another Amish tyranny story. We'll get to that. But first, I have to say, I'm pretty surprised. Like, the news media is actually picking up on tomorrow morning's protest or tomorrow morning's rally before it actually happened.
HCR 6, House Concurrent Resolution 6 here in New Hampshire?
Yes, there's going to what is supposed to be a fairly large turnout of activists tomorrow morning in Concord. We started talking about some of the activism that happened in Keene this morning earlier in the show, and tomorrow morning is going to be even bigger, where hundreds are expected to show up. I know that there are a number of people carpooling from the Keene area, people carpooling from over in the Seacoast, some people coming even from Massachusetts and surrounding areas to attend this, what is essentially, I guess, the House. The state house is going to be voting on is a resolution that does what, Mark? How would you describe this?
Well, it draws a line in the sand. It tells the, you know, the federal government, if you further violate, you know, the 9th and 10th amendments, having to do with, I think, abortion and guns, and, you know, they list a few different things. I think it's 7 or 8 different points that if you further infringe on the state's rights in those areas, if states do have rights, the powers of the state in that area, then we're going to sever our ties.
Yeah, I mean, you could put the argument another way, is that the federal government has effectively nullified the Constitution, not so much that the state is going to do this if they do this or this or this.
So by not following it.
It's that the federal government, by not following the Constitution, has essentially voided the document.
So what I'm surprised about is that it's actually getting attention before it's occurred. And I think that bodes well for the event tomorrow morning. I mean, we're going to be getting up early to head out to this thing. It starts bright and early at 8 a.m. in Concord. So if you're in the area, you should definitely come out for it. But here's a story from the Associated Press, just to see what they have to say about it. For small government diehards, the $787 billion economic stimulus bill passed recently by Congress isn't a lifesaver, it's the last straw. Lawmakers across the country are sponsoring resolutions, most of them only symbolic, asserting state sovereignty, in effect the right to ignore any federal law or policies they deem unconstitutional, including the stimulus bill, No Child Left Behind Act, and any new assault rifle ban. In New Hampshire, the House is scheduled to vote on Republican State Representative Daniel Itz's resolution on Wednesday. Supporters are planning a rally at the State House before the vote. Itz said, "I think that the specter of some assaults on our liberty have become so real and immediate that there is a reaction." Lawmakers in at least 15 states are sponsoring similar resolutions. They say they're fighting back against decades of federal overreach culminating in the stimulus package. This has been a progression from the New Deal days to today, with the only break being Ronald Reagan, which, of course, is total nonsense, according to some state rep in South Carolina. Ronald Reagan drastically increased the size of the government by something like 69% in his 2 terms in office, so that's just a Republican myth that he was in any way small government. Nonetheless,
he talked that way.
Yep, he says that the stimulus bill is the propellant for the resistance. And in January, 22% of those surveyed by the Pew Research Center disapproved of the stimulus. That number rose to 34% in February. The survey, which polled about 1,300 respondents, had a sampling margin of error of 3%. Two lawmakers say they've received hundreds of calls from constituents supporting their resolutions. A Michigan state representative said about 250 people have called or emailed to say thank you, whereas most of his bills draw fewer than 10 contacts from constituents. Missouri Republican so-and-so, whose resolution is pending in the House, said she has received at least 200 supportive messages from constituents and residents in other states. So a lot of people are backing this one up, and of course that didn't help very much in the case of the first stimulus. There were all kinds of people that said, hey, we don't want this, and they went ahead and put it through anyway. So just because they're getting response doesn't necessarily mean anything's going to happen. But nonetheless, they cite the 10th Amendment, which says the federal government has no authority beyond the powers granted to it under the Constitution. Several governors have threatened to reject some of the stimulus money, claiming it would raise taxes in their states. Some analysts see the revolt as partisan posturing, which that's probably partially true.
In many states, I think the bill in New Hampshire was written in such a way that it's pretty clear that it's dealing with the actual issues of constitutionality and federalism. But in many of the states, I think it probably is a partisan move by Republicans to make sort of a symbolic gesture.
Absolutely. It's going to be it's part of the siren song that we were talking about last night. The Republicans are trying to sound like they're small government again, which is what they always try to do. And they're expecting the American people to do what they normally do and forget exactly what they've been doing, the Republicans, that is, and that is drastically increasing
the state. If they're doing the right thing for the wrong reasons, I think that's better than them not acting at all.
I agree with you. I think it's a step in the right direction. Even though it is just a resolution and it doesn't actually mean anything's going to change. It's just kind of, a symbolic gesture. Even the most well-written one, which I believe is New Hampshire's. So according to the story, I'm skipping down a bit here, New Hampshire's ITSA has ties to the Free State Project. So the Free State Project getting a mention in the Associated Press article.
No, that's a smear, I'm sorry.
Which urges small government activists to move to New Hampshire. Many project members also belong to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, a state's rights group listing ITSA as its political director. Calvin Pratt, who is project's spokesman, says anyone who's willing to stand up and make a statement like that is a special friend. I just wish we had thought of it first. Some in New Hampshire wish no one had thought of it. Richard Hess, professor emeritus of constitutional law at the Franklin Pierce Law Center in Concord, said ITSA's resolution could strip authority from state leaders, as well as from Congress and the president. When you think about this claim that if a state believes a federal law is unconstitutional, it can just ignore it, then I presume if a county believed a state law was unconstitutional, it could just ignore it.
That's not exactly right, because the fact is the Constitution was an agreement among states, sovereign ruling bodies, these states. The county, however, derives its power from the state. So if you...
That's the organization, yes.
The organizational chart is the people of the state give the state its power. That state gives the federal government its power and the counties and municipalities within that state its power. So that's the way it's supposed to be.
And this guy claims to be a constitutional law professor.
Right. This guy clearly does not understand the Constitution, or he is trying to obscure the truth.
Probably the latter. So there you go. So a little bit of good news in advance of tomorrow's scheduled rally and protest, and we'll see how things turn out.
I think it'll largely hinge on how it's perceived by people on the Democratic side of the aisle, because if it's largely perceived as a partisan move against the Obama administration, then it has a very slim chance of passing.
I agree with you. And New Hampshire's state house is Democratic controlled.
Right. So if they're weighing it on its merits, I really think it's up in the air, because some good things have come out of the New Hampshire state house. That certainly was the case with the Real ID Act. They really did stand up to the federal government there. So
that's true.
They have a history of.
Of course, that was Bush. The Real ID thing was during the Bush term, and
it was during the Bush term, but it passed by a pretty healthy margin with Republicans actually leading. I mean, Dan Itza did lead some of the fight there too.
That's true.
So it was across the aisle. If this goes the same way, I think it has a decent chance.
And that's what the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is planning on. They're planning on this event tomorrow morning to be very similar to an event that happened against the Real ID Act a few years ago, where hundreds of people showed up at the State House. And that's probably that. If anything pushes this over the edge, Nick, you're saying, it's questionable / definitely not going to happen if it's seen as partisan. But if it does, if something does push it over the edge, it's going to be this rally and the phone calls and the emails that have been made. Because if hundreds of people show up tomorrow morning and express their discontent with the federal government and their support of this HCR 6, then the representatives are going to get that political message. They're going to get that loud and clear, like, oh, well, if I don't vote for this, a lot of people are going to be angry at me. And we all know that politicians want to please as many people as they possibly can. They want everyone to like them. So there is a good possibility that if the crowd is large enough and persuasive enough, that this might actually happen. I'm not getting my hopes up. You can't get your hopes up for this political stuff, but if it happens, sure would be nice.
You know, I think that Dan Itza is perceived as a guy who, sticks by the Constitution and not by a party. So I think that will help.
800-259-9231. So exciting things happening up here in New Hampshire. Your calls about whatever you want if you make them. 1-800-259-9231. And you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. March 18th through the 21st.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Martin, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we get to use, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As always, a lot to discuss here, including an Amish update. From time to time, we like to take you into the world of the Amish because, well, I happen to think they're just absolutely wonderful people. Now, I don't really know what their religious beliefs are. They're probably pretty, pretty strict. They're pretty moralist kind of people, but the one thing that's great about the Amish is they won't shove their morals down your throat.
They don't even believe in voting.
Yeah, I mean, they completely are keep to themselves, very private people. They're great businessmen, the ones that I've encountered. And
believe in quality work, from what I can tell.
I've got nothing bad to say about the Amish. In fact, the reason why we talk about them as often as we do is because these poor folks just want to be left alone, and the government people refuse to do it.
It's really not their job description.
To leave people alone?
Yeah, they don't really do that.
So here's what the latest story is. This one from the Tribune Democrat, tribune-democrat.com. Ebensburg. Cambria County prosecutors are asking Judge Norman Krumenacker to impose sanctions against an Amish man who has failed to bring two school outhouses into compliance with municipal sewage regulations.
School outhouses?
Mm-hmm.
This is Amish country.
I mean, the whole idea that anybody has an outhouse seems pretty bewildering to most Americans, but that's how these folks live.
Hey, here in New Hampshire, they have them. They're grandfathered in if you have one from before, whenever they
passed. Yeah, unfortunately, you can't make a new one, though. So these rules exist here, too.
Well, apparently,
if there's an old one on your property, you can rebuild it, though, correct?
I mean, you're just digging a hole, but yes, that's my understanding. Well, if you have a structure up, you can move it and dig a new hole.
But, well, the structure can, obviously wood doesn't last forever, so.
The hole gets full, Mark.
I'm not talking about the hole, Nick. I'm talking about the wood.
You can move it then. To keep using it as an outhouse,
Asking you about moving it. I'm asking you about rebuilding it. Wood deteriorates. There are deteriorating buildings on my property. My question to you is, can I rebuild a currently existing outhouse?
That's my understanding, yes. Okay.
You can do whatever you want. You're asking about the laws, right?
I am asked.
Yes. All right. So the story here is that the judge has been asked to impose sanctions because they apparently haven't brought their outhouses up to spec. Andy Schwarzentruver, that's the Amish guy, by the way, a Bar Township member of an ultra-conservative Amish sect, owns the property on which the group school and its two outhouses are located. Krumenacker, the judge, has warned Schwarzentruver that he faces a possible jail sentence of up to 6 months and the padlocking of the schoolhouse if the outhouses are not in compliance and if a fine and cost totaling about $1,600 are not paid. So, you will obey us. You will do as we say with what you thought was your property, and you'll pay us at least $1,600 for all your trouble. Plus whatever the hell it costs to actually upgrade these outhouses to code.
And let's not forget that this group of people, it's against their religion to use modern technology. They believe it to be of the devil or something. I don't know. This outhouses are what they want to use, but because it's a school and they have rules on schools, they must have modern technology, so they must violate their religion. So here we have a point where the law runs afoul of the Bill of Rights.
So the story here says the judge will be holding a hearing on March 17th on imposing the sanctions. At a January hearing, Schwarzentruber told the Tribune Democrat that he's prepared to go to jail rather than violate his religious beliefs.
I bet he is.
And good for him. He, in my opinion, is a hero. Anybody that's willing to face the consequences of the evil totalitarian state and stand up for their beliefs, no matter how extreme they might be, no matter how silly their belief system might be. These Amish folk aren't out there carving up their children in the woodshed. They're just living their life the best way they believe they should live it. And they should be able to do so. He says, we go to jail and read our Bible. David Kaltenberg, chief deputy district attorney, filed a petition.
Really, what's the word? This is an Amish guy. For God's sakes, he lives in the dark. He probably won't turn the light switch on in his cell.
Well, he won't have a choice.
Yeah,
you didn't have light switches, did you?
Yes.
You did?
I was in prison.
Wow.
It's nicer
own,
in prison.
Own private light. Yeah. That's a real high class right
That's
there.
Cool, man. It's two.
But there must have been a lights out time in which you could not have the lights on, right?
Let me think. I think, yeah, they had a master control for the lights. Otherwise, you could turn them on and off in your cell from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Those are some nice accommodations.
Yeah, it's great.
David Kaltenbach, Chief Deputy District Attorney, filed a petition Wednesday saying the judge's orders were not carried out. Executive Director of the Sewage Enforcement Agency said in a sworn affidavit of the petition that...
They have a sewage enforcement agency.
That's right.
That's great. They're not wasting our money.
Said in a sworn affidavit with the petition that neither Schwarzentruber or anyone on his behalf has filed the required permit for sewage facilities. She said she observed the outhouses from a public road on Tuesday and could see no changes. The one-room schoolhouse appeared to be in use, and there were smoke coming from the chimney and footprints in the fresh snow leading to it. Ha-ha! See, they're making their case to show that these Amish people are going about their daily lives. Who do they think they are? Just going and pooping in a shed. She said, the attorney said Thursday that he was not aware of any new developments in sex position. The requirements are an infringement on their First Amendment rights to freedom of religion. However, the sect in the past months had made attempts to meet those requirements by installing 250-gallon concrete holding tanks. Those tanks, at one point in discussions, appeared to have been acceptable to the state, though smaller than the 1,000-gallon volume required by state law. But a final agreement was never worked out between the Amish and the municipal state officials. See, it's not good enough that they do something. They must do everything.
And it sounds like, I mean, from a practical standpoint, if somebody is worried about this from a health aspect, if you're putting in holding tanks, a 250-gallon holding tank, what that amounts to is it holds up to 250 gallons, and then it starts overflowing into the ground. So the issue isn't changed about whether or not they're essentially pooping into a hole in the ground, because they are. It's just the state is going to dictate the details of the system by which they poop in a hole in the ground.
Right. You must construct your hole in the manner that we say you must. The Amish also built new structures over the tanks to replace the outhouses that had been there in an attempt to satisfy municipal requirements. Schwarzentruber was convicted of summary offenses of violating municipal sewage laws in October by this very same judge that is now deciding whether or not to impose sanctions, including a jail sentence, again, of up to 6 months and $1,600 fine. Still unresolved are two civil cases in which two Amish couples from the Schwarzentruber sect had been ordered to have their homes in compliance with building and sewage regulations or face eviction. So these government people, they will just go after absolutely anybody who is noncompliant. And that's something that Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com pointed out today, that really there's only one crime. As far as crimes against the state are concerned, obviously we're leaving out things like harming another person, crimes against the state. There's only one. It's disobedience. They have a bunch of different names for them, like, well, we're the Soil and Water Board, or we're the Poop Board. It's really sick what they're doing to these people. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on this or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared order to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live is your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. We give ours away. Enjoy it, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show now with a new video validation option all over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Join more than half a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a living will or trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and you can bring up anything. Let's talk to Officer Liberty in Minnesota on the AMP line. Officer Liberty, you're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First, about these Amish people. I mean, so the government doesn't go tromping on Indian reservations, telling them how to do their thing. I mean, just leave the Amish alone. Why? They're not bugging anybody. They're just trying to do their thing like they've been doing for who knows how long. And, you know, it's not that they think technology's evil. It's just that they know their way of doing things, and technology is going to ruin that.
Well, I don't know what their exact belief system is, but I'm with you. Certainly they should be left alone. But do you understand why it is the government can't do that?
Well, it's because the government is a needy child that wants, you know, it's their way or the highway, and they're, you know, if they're not getting the attention that they want, they're going to get it.
Well, it's more than that, in my opinion. Allow me to expound here. I believe that the number one reason why the government cannot just allow the Amish to go and live their lives the way they want to is because then everybody else would get it into their heads that they could do the same thing.
If they allow one group of people to get away with building their houses how they want, squeezing the milk from their cows how they want, and doing things how they want, then other people
don't
might
forget,
start thinking.
Don't forget crapping in the shed.
Yeah, other people might start getting ideas about how, well, all they had to do was say that we have a religion, so let's make up our own religion and we'll do the same exact thing. They have to enforce their tyranny as equally as possible, with the exception of their, you know, their politically connected friends and industry buddies. But for the most part, against the little people, they have to enforce the tyranny equally, else the little people will start getting ideas. And that is very dangerous.
So just let everyone do what they want. You know, it's like, because you do bring up a good point. If they start, if they say, okay, Amish, do what you want, then when the city guy comes to my house and says, oh, you got to do this and this and this, get this up to code or else, I'm going to say, well, the Amish can do what they want. Why not, you know, leave me alone?
And, of course, that's the way it should be. That's how it should be. But the problem is, well, Officer Liberty, and to some extent, the problem is you, right? I mean, what would you?
Here we go.
What would you? You're here. I'm going to pick on you. What would you do if your chief ordered you to go and put a padlock on this Amish school because they wouldn't fix their outhouse up to city code?
I'd probably tell them I got other stuff to do and send somebody else.
If that's true, you should be commended and you should be congratulated. Now, when do you actually start as a law enforcement officer? Because you were, I know the last week, I haven't been keeping exactly tabs on you, but I remember there was at one point you were in training. Have you actually graduated at this point, or where are you at?
Oh, God, I wish. I've got about a year out before I'm out on the street.
So at this point, you're a fanciful idealist, and I think it's wonderful. Everybody has to have what they have to have in their mind what it is they're going to do.
It's a good place to start from.
Yeah, many people don't even have that, or I guess they don't have to have it because a lot of people don't. But they don't have any parameters. They don't have any real defined belief systems. And I think it's good that you're going into this job where you will be told to do things that are unpleasant to you, to your belief system, and things that make you feel very uncomfortable. So it's good that you're going into it with some idea of what it is you're willing to do and what it is that you're willing to refuse to participate in.
Well, and that's the thing, because up here in Minnesota, we're the only state where you need a degree. So right now I'm in college. I'm doing my thing. I do work for an agency. I'm not going to say which. So I do see how things work, and I know it's not always that easy to just say no, you know, but I do also know there are ways of doing and not doing what you believe in. Some cops are just too scared to. Some will actually take it as an excuse to be aggressive because we're all type A personalities. You know, and like this King County guy that you guys were talking about, he's obviously just a loose cannon who said, what can I go into to beat people up and get away with it? And
yeah, this is the guy that jacked a 15-year-old girl up against a wall, threw her to the floor, smashed her in the head a few times, and then grabbed her by the hair and lifted her up to her feet.
Yeah, I watched the video, and it's appalling. But sadly, that's the nature of the world that we live in. These people are going to get out there, and incidents like this are what make the news. It's not the guy that stopped the girl from jumping off a bridge. It's not the one who stopped domestic assault. Those guys don't make the news. This guy makes the news, and rightly so. This story should be told because I watched the video. It's appalling, and this guy needs to go to jail and never carry a gun ever again or wear that badge because it makes guys like me and the people that I know, people see us and say, oh, it's another cop. He's just going to whoop my behind. You know, I'm not going to trust him, and that makes my job harder. So things like this frustrate me probably more than even you guys because it takes my validity away.
I can understand why. In fact, here's another area in which it might be frustrating to you. Imagine yourself being in this particular police department where this guy worked. And let's imagine that he was actually a street cop, as you were intending
to be. He was until he shot that guy.
No, he was a CO. Wasn't he?
How did he do a traffic stop in 2006?
Oh, good point. Thank you. I forgot about that.
And shoot a deranged man on the side of the road.
Thank you.
11 times.
Yeah, spaced out on that. So let's just say, you know, he was at, you were working with this guy, and then this incident went down. Obviously, it was caught on video. You saw it. You felt the same way about it. You wouldn't really be able to say anything about it, would you? Like, publicly, you would not be able to speak. You're not the spokesman for the bureaucracy. Don't you think that essentially there would be some real consequences for you, perhaps, if this guy was well-liked in the police department? You would essentially have to keep your mouth shut, wouldn't you?
Well, first of all, I doubt that he's well-liked because just from the 30 seconds that I've seen the video, you know, I'm just making my best educated guess on what this what kind of guy he is. I doubt he's well-liked because this guy are what we like to call cowboys. They go out, they just – this is all he wants to do the entire 12 hours he's out on the street. So I doubt he's well-liked, but let's just say he was. It probably wouldn't frustrate me because I know that's not my job. There's somebody else with a degree in public speaking. That's all they do. I'm going to let them do it. So I'm the kind of guy, I'm going to keep my opinions to myself anyway. But if somebody, yeah, I can see how some people would be frustrated that they can't speak out, but nothing's stopping them from going out and doing their own. They can write a blog on the internet, things like that, but no, cops can't really just jump in front of CNN's camera and say, this is what I think. I mean, I think that just bodes well for the entire department and then therefore the city itself. You know, there's a reason that we have PR people like that.
I think usually the reason is to obscure the truth from people. But nonetheless, let's continue on. What else were you calling about tonight?
That was it. I just wanted to call and touch in on those subjects. So, thanks for the time, guys.
Well,
I'll talk to you
later.
Officer
Liberty, I thank you for the call and the discussion. 800-259-9231. It's not an easy position to be in, the one that he's placed himself in. As somebody who understands the ideas of freedom, but yet is going to go into a profession in which he will spend a portion of his time infringing upon people's freedom.
I think it would be a lot easier if you were the only cop in a very, very small town or perhaps the sheriff of a county where you sort of get to play by your own rules.
Sure.
But if you're working on a municipal department, a larger police force where you're at the bottom of a ladder in terms of ranks, it is a tough position to be in because you don't have a lot of discretion to exercise.
The toll-free number here for you to bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, as we found out, when a law enforcement officer actually does step out and speak out about something, for instance, the war on drugs, as Bradley Jardis has done here, Officer Bradley Jardis in New Hampshire, it's not an easy situation for them to be in. But it's well worthwhile. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want because the people who speak out are the ones who lead the change.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. 629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all completely free for you. So enjoy those on us at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, if 18 hours a week of Free Talk Live isn't enough for you, you need more liberty-oriented content, you can get it on both the television side and the radio side from Nick over at freemindstv.com. Nick and his friend Toby, they have just crossed the 100-episode threshold on their television show. Congratulations.
Oh, I thanks. I personally wasn't there until, I think, the mid-30s in terms of episodes. But I've been there for a while, and 100 episodes is a good milestone to reach.
Yep, you've certainly been the mainstay for a long time on the program, and the show has experienced some great growth since your addition. So I think a lot of that is certainly creditable toward your addition to the program. And it's a great show, Free Minds TV, broadcast around New England, also available online, of course, in both podcast form. Of course, you guys have a radio show, Free Minds Radio. That's on a handful of stations across the country. Aren't you guys coming on with a new station soon? Is that's you can't announce that yet, can you?
As far as the radio side,
yeah.
We may, I believe so. We may be, but I can't announce anything.
Pretty cool.
Yet.
Pretty cool. You guys are moving up in the radio world, which is great. And of course, the television show is available on YouTube as well as a variety of other places. But you can get it first and foremost at freemindstv.com. So we continue here with your phone calls and talk to Kurt in Michigan. He's on the AMP line. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I called a week ago last Saturday with an issue about voting and consenting, and
yes,
had my ideas summarily dismissed.
What do you mean?
So, well, you called me asinine when I indicated that maybe somebody who didn't vote had more of a basis to complain than someone who did vote.
I think he said the idea was asinine. That doesn't mean you are. And
well,
I don't see.
Yeah, I understand. But here's my question. Well, first off, you know, what actually got me to call was the email from a gentleman in Juarez.
Yes.
And in speaking about that, Ian, I don't know if you remember, but you said that government needs you to vote in order to give it the air of legitimacy.
Okay.
That's part of what gives it the air of legitimacy. Go ahead.
Do you believe that that legitimacy hurts people?
Do I believe that government's legitimacy hurts people?
The government's air of legitimacy. Do you think that it hurts people?
How? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it gives them the power to do what they do. If people didn't view them with an air of legitimacy, they would not do what they did, right?
I see where you're coming from on that. Certainly the government's aura of legitimacy is critical to its acceptance by the people. If it did not have that, then they would see it for what it is, which is a common criminal gang. So, okay. Yes, the gang's actions hurt people, and the people allow themselves to be harmed by believing that somehow the gang's actions are justified.
Now, Mark said that he votes in self-defense.
That's correct.
Now, how far can you go in self-defense?
What do you mean? You would go as to defend yourself?
Well, if I have an enemy that's 2 miles away, I can't annex 1 mile square of myself and force all those people to defend me. That's in my self-defense, but I can't go that far, correct? Because I've become an aggressor at that point, right?
Right. You can't do crazy things in self-defense. You can only do things to defend yourself.
To the point where you become an aggressor. When you become an aggressor, it's no longer self-defense, right?
Okay.
So once you concede that giving the air of legitimacy that your voting lends to the system hurts people, you've crossed the threshold.
I did not concede that. I don't think I conceded that. I said that the gang hurts people, and people allow themselves to be hurt by believing that the gang has the ability or has the right to do those
things. Without legitimacy, they wouldn't be able to hurt.
I see where you're coming from, but you have a reality to deal with here, Kurt, and that is that if we all of us who are listening to this show, decided to stop voting tomorrow, it would do nothing to change the status quo. Because the status quo is the bureaucrats and their friends show up every single election, they fully believe in the system, they participate in the system, and they vote to expand the system. So it doesn't matter if 0% show up, the system will perpetuate.
I don't agree with that, because I think if 0% showed up, that means that those people are not giving legitimacy to the system.
I can show you examples of 0% showing up, and the system continues, my friend.
That's in a town of 50 people or 100 people. If everybody in the country decided not to do that,
if
everybody thing is nonsense, it's a non-starter. The fact is, you're not going to get if everybody.
That's an anarchist fantasy, right there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. What you can do is what you can do in your life. You can't say, I'm going to do this because I want everybody to do it. And you can do it for that reason. But, you know, to think that it's going to happen is ludicrous. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. Somebody's going to vote.
When you vote, it's almost like saying, well, you know, I only threw one stone. Wait a second. The fact that the rest of the crowd threw the rest of the stones that caused the guy to die, well, that's not me. I didn't kill him. I just threw one stone.
But the thing with the argument is that there have been governments that have been perceived as legitimate or have been tolerated by people since long before there was voting, and still today there are countries like North Korea and Cuba where you cannot vote. But the people either tolerate the government, or in many circumstances there are countries where dictators are actually legitimately approved of by a majority of the population. So I think in our paradigm in America, people, they sort of correlate voting with legitimacy, but it's not necessarily the case. People will put up with a government that they can't vote for.
And you cannot say, Kurt, that somebody who votes for self-defense purposes, someone who votes to minimize the damage done to him or herself, is in any way throwing a stone against his or her neighbors.
And
those gangsters are going to do what they are going to do. They're going to do one of two violent things. If you choose something that is slightly less violent in order to reduce the amount of violence, that's not throwing a stone. It's doing the best you can in the circumstances.
I can see how voting for the lesser of two evils could be considered force. Yeah,
it's going along to get along.
Not voting is going along to get along too. I mean, you're not taking a stand, and nobody cares that you're doing it. I mean, you know, I'm not voting. voting. Stand on a hill and yell, I'm not voting. Jump up and down. Nobody cares.
Look, Kurt, I'm with you, man.
If you get a choice between, if you get a choice between Genghis Khan and Jimmy Carter, and you would be the deciding vote, and you decide not to go out and vote, I hold you responsible.
Wouldn't that be throwing a stone, essentially? I mean, if you're saying that checking a box on a piece of paper and trying to defend yourself is throwing a stone, then avoiding that particular vote could also be considered throwing a stone.
I mean, people are going to die because you refused to vote.
It's legitimizing that particular form of government.
Yeah, well, I hope it's not your mom that he kills.
But here's my, well, you know, let's not get personal here.
I'm just saying, I hope it's not.
Just one more question. If making the decision to do so and getting in your car, driving down to City Hall or the DMV or the Secretary of State, asking for an application to register to vote, reading it, hopefully, filling it out, then signing it, handing it in to them, waiting for it to come in the mail, signing the card, putting in your wallet, and presenting it every time you vote, if that does not equal consent, what do you have to do to consent?
That doesn't mean you've consented to anything, dude.
There's no consent there. Well, you know what? I don't really consent to do it, even though I've gone through all these conscious actions in order to get to this place.
No, because I can't mitigate my own liberty. My liberty is innate in me. And to say that because I filled out a voting card and did all the things that you said, which we don't have to do here in New Hampshire, I did all those things, that somehow I can give up my essential liberty, that's just not true.
Kurt, have you ever been robbed before?
You can't give up your essential liberties anyway. That's impossible.
Kurt, have you ever been robbed?
They are inalienable. They can only be aggressed against.
Kurt, have you ever been robbed before? Okay. And so if the robber decided that he was going to give you the choice between giving you your wallet back with $20 in it or giving you your wallet back with nothing left in it, and you decided to choose one of those two things, would you be consenting to the robbery?
If I had gone out to his city hall to say, I'm going to fill out this form in order to be able to be robbed.
Okay, what if the robber says that you have to fill out a form to get your wallet back with $20 in it?
You know what, Kurt? You want to talk about consenting? Do you pay property taxes?
No.
All right, you consented.
But I do.
See ya. 800-259-9231.
He doesn't want to do it either. Come on. I mean, I don't want to have to vote for the lesser of two
evils. I don't want to vote either, but right, exactly.
I don't want to pay property taxes to, you know, back up some public school system that teaches kids.
But because you're paying,
all kinds of nonsense.
Because the gangsters are going to hurt you or your family, doesn't mean you're consenting to the violence. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.